Massacre of the Inhabitants of Hippo by Jacopo Palma. Palma Giovan was the finest representative of the academic eclecticism of the late 16th century of Venetian painting. A pupil of Titian, Palma contributed some superb work to the Doge's palace, notably his famous Last Judgment in the Sala della Scrutinio. The massacre of the inhabitants of Hippo dates from the same period. It was painted for the church of San Giacomo on Murano, an island in the Venice Lagoon, and sent by the French state to Montpellier in 1803 in a lot of 31 pictures. This painting was originally a pendant with the martyrdom of St. Catherine. It shows an episode rarely depicted, a posthumous miracle by St. Augustine, former bishop of Hippo, the modern-day Algerian city of Annaba. Genseric, king of the Vandals, was terrorizing the peoples of Africa by attacking them at night. After the capture and sack of the city of Hippo in about 430, the saintly prelate, who had just died, prevented the massacre of its inhabitants. Augustine, carried by angels, hovers above the tumult of the still raging battle. The composition, dated 1593, is still in the Mannerist style, with its strongly defined figures in the foreground, its disparities of scale, daring foreshortening, decorative rhythms, and sense of continuous build-up, of constant movement between plans. The powerful muscles, elongated figures, and glinting weapons echo the work of Tintoretto, which fascinated the artist. The strong contrasts of shadow and light, palette dominated by brown and red tones, lightened here and there with dazzling whites and lapis lazuli blues, now faded, further reinforced the sense of panic and of the bloodthirsty madness of the invaders. On the left, a man is torturing a bound prisoner on the ground by pouring a liquid into his mouth, held open by a soldier's sword. It is the almost improbable mixture of naturalism and imagination which makes this imposing painting so fascinating, and which shows Palma attempting to reconcile nature and style at the end of the century.